It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Matters writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2038, recorded Thursday, May 1st, 2025. Hear, hear. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity has a new refrigerator in New York City. How does that work? We have a what the heck is it gadget, plus we get to find out officially what the heck was it from the last 2 months. I have a brand new crappy corner theme. All that next on the Giz Whiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs, growing glowing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now, and here he is, Giz GPT. How you doing, Diggity? I didn't ask ChatGPT for that. That one was off the top of my brain.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at that.
Yeah, well, you got a bunch of crappy ones last time, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. I'm being taken over by cats. If you're wondering what the mushy things at the bottom of the screen are, they are, I don't know why, they have decided to chill with us.
Well,
today.
Waffles is like the official cat,
she
right?
She is. She's kind of become the podcast cat. The gadget... Gizmo kitty cat. She's not Sir Wags a lot. She's Miss Purrs a lot, really.
Oh, there you go.
I think Charlie has the title of Sir Wags a lot on the Giz Fizz.
Yes, he does. And he proves it too. Every show.
Yes. These are Mrs. Purrs a lot and Mr. Honestly, he's Mr. Shy Guy. I don't know why he's hanging out with us. Well, hey, this, you teased a fridge?
You know what? We need a new refrigerator. The one I have now is like 35 years old and it's falling apart. But the problem is I can't remember if they put the kitchen cabinets in after the refrigerator was there because...
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
It's
so
like
we measured and we made a cardboard cutout and... We kept putting it off because we can. And then this Sunday I said to Dennis, you know, when we get into the warm weather, the refrigerator starts self-defrosting pretty often, and it dumps all the water down inside the refrigerator, not down to the bottom of toward the motor for
right.
it to be. So
you just have a tray of water sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So in a video, I'll show you the thing I hope to get the refrigerator out. And then I didn't know, I looked on Amazon and then I thought, has anybody ever bought a refrigerator? Have you ever bought a huge appliance on Amazon? I have.
Yeah, I haven't bought a fridge. But and I mean, it's not an appliance. It was furniture. I mean, I bought like a massive couch.
Okay, and does it come in a humongous box?
It was from and it was Prime shipping. I remember I bought it because it was Prime. It had deliverers. It came in like an actual how a furniture would get delivered. You know, in a furniture box. It wasn't like an Amazon box that they had wrapped around it. It was just like you know how it would normally. Ship and I was just shocked that I could do that. So it was kind of a different delivery process. Even though I wasn't charged for it, it was a different situation than like normally just getting a tracking number and watching it arrive.
Yeah. No, I went to PC Richard because it's three blocks away and I thought I don't have to worry about shipping and it getting dented. Well, although PC Richard does their own trucking, so I thought that would be a safer deal. But you know, when 2 days before you get the thing, make sure that the hallways are clear and pets are secure.
Yeah, it starts freaking you out.
All the furniture away.
Yes.
And the old thing is, it'll be delivered between 10 and 1. And I look at my watch Tuesday morning, and it's 9:59. And I go, great, I just have enough time to go to the bathroom. I go to the bathroom after breakfast. I sit for 1 second, and the bell rings. And it is my refrigerator. But the thing was, it was already unpacked. The door, I needed a door to open with the right hand. They had changed the door from what they had.
Yeah.
And they carried it in on those big yellow, they went down
those
the
straps.
Steps. Yes. Oh. They went down the steps with a cart, and then they put yellow straps under it and carried it, and they were in and out in 10 minutes.
Wow.
They plugged it in and said, okay, bye.
And you're like, I stressed over nothing. This was, it was so yes. much easier than I ever
yes,
expected.
Yes.
So they used a dolly to get it down those first steps. Or like a
yes,
hand truck
yes.
type thing.
Right.
And then
the thing I didn't say to Dennis that I was worried about was we took the refrigerator door off to get it out of where it was. And I thought, oh, my God, what if the new refrigerator, the door is thick.
Right.
And there's 2 inches of space for where it goes. Fortunately, it went in and
now did they haul off the old refrigerator or did
yeah,
you
pay $50?
Yeah. But that's normal. I mean, like where else?
Yeah,
you
no,
could
no,
else
no.
That?
The funny thing is when I bought it, I said, "Did you take away the old refrigerator?" And he said, "Where do you live?" I said, "Close to the store." And he said, "Oh, Manhattan." He said, "The other four boroughs, we haul it away for free." But
thanks for telling me. What?
In Manhattan, it's $50. So we had
you could have just told me it was $50. You didn't have to rub it in.
Yes, there you go. There you go. There you go. I was gonna tell this after the video, but I'll say it now because it fits in with the $50 thing. The refrigerator was $810.
Mm-hmm.
And then I bought a service plan and whatnot. And so I'm looking around and I'm thinking, this is great. Home Depot was $899. Bed Bath Beyond was close to $900 or $910. I'm thinking, you know, $810 was a good deal.
Yeah.
Chad, right before the show, I get the weekly PC Richard flyer. Get the new Frigidaire refrigerator freezer for $150 off.
Darn it. Hi, I'd like to return it and buy it, and you don't have to worry about delivering it.
Yeah. No, I took a shot at, I follow them on social media, and I said, hey, social media guys, I just bought a refrigerator Sunday, got it Tuesday, and Thursday you tell me you're giving a $150 rebate?
Yeah.
Can that still work
for me? Can I get a past rain check? Is that how rain checks work? And they work backwards, right?
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, so, and you have a video of the whole process?
We can show the video.
Is it the whole thing? Or is this just the new one?
It's getting the old refrigerator. Well, it's easy to.
Well,
it's only
watch.
4 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's time to get a new refrigerator. You would think after 30 years, it wouldn't stop working. Actually, it's working a little bit.
I like your
so
ice
So the thing
maker.
Is, it's yeah. kind of a tight space to get it out. So we hope easy moves. With the power bar, gives you 10 times your natural strength. So my natural strength is 8 ounces. So I have a couple pounds. So we're going to see what happens. All right. So what's in the box? All right. So these are sliders. Different kinds of sliders.
It turns out that I thought, you know what? I have these sliders. Let me just put them in the easy mover box so everything's together.
Stick them under and more sliders.
But you do get 8
bar.
In the kit.
This is the Hercules bar. All right, that's it.
It looks like strong steel.
Yeah. It's very well made. It has a little wheel on it.
What you're lifting. And this gives you...
Oh, Becky has one of these kits.
Your powerful strength, okay? Oh, wait a minute.
Lever action.
No. Thank God it didn't lock together. Because it's got to be this way, right? Yeah. All right. All right. So, Dennis, go get the refrigerator out. So, refrigerator gone. We tried to get the can opener down, and we couldn't. Didn't matter. It just squeezed by here, and then we thought we might have to take this down. It squeezed by, and this, we didn't even use it. What we did was took the sliders, and we washed
the refrigerator back
and forth. There's about 2 inches on each side, and then put a couple of sliders under, and then slid it along and got it out. And I think we are going to start something that will catch on very soon. Living room refrigerator freezer. Okay.
Yeah.
So
it's
this
a man cave, Dickie D.
And now we can go to PC Richard, and we're going to measure this carefully.
I'm still dying over your ice
the same size.
Dispenser.
Actually, this is a GE... this lasted probably 30 years. And right now the self-defrosting, it just dumps all the water down on the food. It's a big mess. That's it. Easy slider. We didn't need it. Somebody won a prize. Johnny, what did they win?
Wow, that was...
A new refrigerator.
Good in there, Dickie.
An 11.6 cubic foot refrigerator. With a beautiful freezer,
wow.
A year of Ben and Jerry's ice cream, free ice cubes, and a lower unit refrigerator with very wide shelves in the door for all your condiments. And it comes with a year's supply of tangerine juice from Trader Joe's. And this is all yours because the price was right.
It's nice looking, isn't it?
It makes that space look a lot better. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I didn't know when you go looking for refrigerators, you go to apartment size.
Oh.
Because most refrigerators are like 30 inches. There you go. And there's the new price. Ugh.
The old one.
Yes, I paid $810. But
oh my gosh, that's gotta hurt.
Anyway.
But anyway.
Yeah, someone in chat, I think Steven said a lot of stores have a 30-day price guarantee. So
yeah, honestly, that is something to look at, and because that does stink. That does seem like something like they would actually. You could get an ice maker in there, Dickie D. You want to put an ice maker?
Yeah, I see the positioning for it, but nah, that's all right. I mean, it makes ice really fast, like about 2 hours.
And don't you have an ice maker on the countertop, or is that at Dennis's?
You know
Dennis's?
What? It gave up the ghost. Dennis loves ice, and we had one of those countertop things.
Yeah,
it worked for about. Almost a year, gave up the ghost.
Yeah. Very cool. That looks like a
nice very cool.
upgrade. Nice upgrade. Awesome.
Next thing, you have you helped with the next spot, and I'll explain why as we do it.
Okay.
We're going to talk about over-the-counter hearing aids.
Oh, yeah.
As people get older, not me. As people get older, they start having trouble hearing, and I'm at that point. And I thought, let me try a couple of these. Luckily, I was able to get product samples from two companies, one from JLab. They're Bluetooth, and they come with an app, kind of a bare-bones app. But you can play music over them. You can use them as hearing aids. And there's a you can hold the button in. It's a whole little button thing where they can be hearing aids only without Bluetooth. If you shut off Bluetooth, you get better battery life. But the case also charges them. And it's typical JLab where the USB-C cable is built right into the little carry case. When Chad went to CES, I said, Chad, could you stop by Elier? And they have a new hearing aid. And I don't know, they might be offering product samples. And now, I did not experience this myself, but this is what I heard happen, is that Chad went over to their display and just stood there. And then a spokesperson came over and said, can I help you? And Chad said, huh, what? And they said, here, take these.
That's exactly how it happened. Yeah, that's right.
And then Chad sent them on to me. Okay.
They were explaining the product. I just kept saying,
JLab,
huh?
Here are very inexpensive for this category. $99.99, $100. Elier is more sophisticated. It's a higher end. $400. What they look like, all right?
The Elier is more traditional.
I am actually wearing them, okay?
Yeah. Oh, you're wearing them. I couldn't even see.
Yeah.
And that?
Oh, yeah.
They're
very
not
different
noticeable.
Products.
I mean, if you have hair, then they're but really they not noticeable. Anyway, I'll tell you a couple of things about this that I like. They're, so you know what they already turned on, because the Bluetooth is on. So you can adjust the volume easily. You can go to speech enhance, which I leave on.
Beauclear technology.
You can also pick where you are.
We love the
technology. In a restaurant, at home, watching TV, music. What's great about these is I don't worry about them falling out. The problem with any kind of earbuds, like when I used to wear my Bose $600 earbuds.
Well, $300.
If I walked across a grating, I would say, oh, if one of these falls out, I would sometimes just take them out if I was walking across something where they could fall out and be lost. So with these, they're not going to fall out. I'm just going to take one out. Actually, I'll take them both out. They have a little mark. This one's red. And then there's a case here, red on the case. So you just drop it in. See, immediately it charges. And then this is marked blue. You drop it in. It immediately charges.
Wow, that
company
looks
says
really nice.
That is neat. That is neat.
20 hours on a charge. And the case can do 5 more charges. So you could get 100 hours out of these. The sound quality is very good. Now, the one problem with the JLab is the music quality is not great. So you would, don't mistake these for other JLab earbuds.
Yeah.
Because these are, they're hearing aid. You can get comparable quality, probably better quality in the $40 pair of JLab earbuds I have just for music. These are for with the hearing aid feature. Both over-counter hearing aids can be used without the app, okay? It's a series of, there's a little button on the top of each one. A JLab you push in, and you can adjust the volume if your phone is not handy, which is a great feature. JLab, the ratings are so-so. Ratings for Elier here. Are way up there, but last time I checked on Amazon, I think there were under 40 reviews. It's a new unit. Looking for a hearing aid at a reasonable price, I think this is one to check out.
That is so cool. That is so cool.
The charging thing it's just great.
Yeah.
It's just great.
Yeah. I really, the comparison of the two made me almost like the Elier way better because of also just the sightliness of the JLabs in your ear. It will look like you are listening to music wherever you go.
Yes.
And
you know, Chad, there's something. Keep this up for a minute. Mm-hmm. I've never seen this happen. All right, 2.8 rating. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now click on the gray ones.
Okay. Oh, the gray ones.
Yeah, the gray.
Oh.
3.4. How can that be? They're all the same earbuds.
Yeah, I guess they have split 83, 44, 83.
Oh, that's very unusual.
Very unusual. Somehow they've split the black one into a separate category, so it has different ratings. Well, if you get the gray ones, they're rated better.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, that's big. That's very not exciting.
Yeah, I think the problem is that people think, why are you listening to music while I'm trying to talk to you?
Right, right, right. You can see the difference in some others here. That's a pretty interesting.
And the other thing is, I thought, oh God, am I going to feel very self-conscious about this? So I didn't tell Dennis I'd gotten them. And I wore them for 2 days. And the next day I said, do you not notice anything different about me? And he said, well, your mustache is a mess. I said, no, I've been wearing a hearing aid for 2 days. And he goes, I never noticed them.
Are you talking about these JLab ones?
No, I'm talking about the Elear.
Oh, good. Yes. Okay, yes.
Yeah.
I agree. I didn't notice in the video at all when you opened it and the case was empty. I was like, oh,
yeah.
I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's significantly different price. It's 4 times more expensive, but oh my gosh, it seems like you get more than 4 times the value.
Yeah.
From and an outside also, observer.
I hear so many horror stories about the really expensive ones. You know, I have an older friend, and they were, I believe, $3,000.
Yes.
And he keeps going back to get them adjusted because they don't feel right.
Yes, and yes. Traditionally, with the prescription, which you would needed up until a while back, you had to get it from your doctor. It's thousands of dollars. If you didn't have insurance, it was really expensive. If you did, you'd still pay your deductible. And then you'd have to go back to the doctor to get it fixed. It was not a very user-friendly situation. And I remember talking to them at CES, and I was really impressed with their history in the hearing aid space before. They sell the professional grade along with this over-the-counter option. Even for someone like me who's had bad hearing for a while, not my whole life because I messed it up at some point, but probably since high school. If I was in the situation to burn $400, I would absolutely do that just to avoid the embarrassment of going into a doctor and figuring it out and seeing if it worked for me, and if it didn't, returning them. So this is a really, really, really cool product. Ellie Ear is the name.
The Beyond, which is their newest. They Beyond. Make several different models. The Beyond.
The Beyond. Elle Ear. And also, my mother and my grandmother have both used hearing aids, and I've helped them technically with it. The app that you showed looked pretty top-notch. I've seen theirs, which are app connected or Bluetooth connected, and that app looked pretty great.
No, it's great.
Really, really cool. I'm glad that you gotten to test it, and it sounds like.
And thank you for not hearing, so that they knew that you needed one.
Exactly. I assume, are those going to become daily drivers? You're going to use them
you
daily.
You know, if I'm going to a lunch or a meeting or anything. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
If you're sitting in front of the computer, you can just put on headphones.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Fantastic. Okay. Very cool. I'm glad to hear your review finally of the Ellie.
Yeah,
here.
No, they're and, great.
The J-Lab was really cool as well. Check that out.
Yeah, if you're on a strict budget, they will enhance television a lot. So it may be just what you need, that kind of boost for right. $100. And our final thing is a what the heck is it?
Ooh.
What the heck is it? Chat room.
Looks like a headrest.
I say it looks like an
extender,
mini vacuum cleaner.
A mini vacuum cleaner?
Oh, it's a really stiff pillow, neck pillow.
I thought you were going to say you thought it was a tunnel.
I have no idea.
Because it looks like a tunnel.
It's a sports cup for a Minecraft character.
Maybe it will give it away.
No. Oh, I think I know now.
Now you do.
I think I do.
I'm sure I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Mousetrap would be my guess.
Yes.
This is a rodent trap, okay? So in the park, I was talking to one of the dog walkers who lives on this block, and she said, "You know everything about gadgets. I saw a rat in my backyard, and I want to put a trap out there, but my dog plays in the yard, and if I put cheese in it or peanut butter, my dog's going to set the trap off and hurt himself." So I went on Google. I just typed in pet safe rodent trap. Okay. And this came up, and you can see why it's pet safe. You open this compartment down here and put peanut butter or cheese in
the bait
and yeah, then the bait, close yeah. this up. Now, there's no way a pet can get their nose in there. Well, then, you know what? I guess I'll set it. All right, you put the cheese in there.
You're going to test it with your finger.
Holy cow, this has one monster spring in it, okay? I didn't read the instructions.
That should be the name of our podcast.
Wow. Okay. Now
locked and loaded. It's armed.
Yes.
It's armed.
Way to test it. What do I? Let me just see if I can stick. You know what? I wonder.
See Alfred E. Okay. Newman in the background.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It works. You know, let me see. All right, so this is the box.
That Sharpie is now a dolly.
Grade. Yeah.
Professional or even amateur rats. But if they're professional rats.
It's a professional rat
this
trapper.
This is good for them. And bait, press down, place the trap where you see rodent activity. Okay. Reusable. This is going to be grim.
The doctorate rat trapper cost a lot more.
Like, oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Oh, cool. Right.
So
you can see the corpse,
too. The pen, and then you would release the...
I might release it and then toss it in the trash rodent. Can without looking at it.
And it says reusable.
Yeah, it looks completely reusable.
I have a friend who I have to tell about this because... They have, she saw a mouse, and she would like to get rid of the mouse, but she would not stand the sight of the mouse in a trap. So this would work for that. A mouse would be in here.
Yeah.
And
you might see a tail.
In that case, I guess you would just throw the entire thing out.
And if you didn't know want by to the see, fact that it was, yeah, I mean, it's all a waste of plastic, but it's the way to do it.
I could even see opening the clamp and just tilting it to let the
a Mexican.
You know what I mean?
Anyway, that's it. Yeah.
I hope you have no problems like that.
That is an interesting mousetrap, rat trap.
Yeah, rat trap. Yeah. Well, they call it a rodent trap.
Right. That's cool.
Yeah.
Build a better mousetrap, they always say.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a three-piece set. Oh, wow.
They're roughly $10 each.
Yeah.
Unless you buy the four-pack, and then I think they're $9 each.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's good if you have kids or something. It's really hard to get to the bait if you're not a mouse or rat.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right. I think the worst that could happen is a paw. Seems like
that. I guess that I best. You know, I think you're right. You
maybe, know, but oh, I don't need to see that. But yeah. Worst case, paw gets crunched. But yeah, still.
Nothing. Oh, you have to put a little sign on it: rodents only.
Yeah, no so felines.
No felines and no dog. No dogs, no cats. Rodents
exactly.
Only.
Exactly.
Enter at your own peril.
Michael's asking if the cats chase mice. So here in Florida, I've seen mice.
Oh, you don't
rats.
Have mice in Florida?
We do. We definitely do. But not. I haven't seen one around like the apartments. Like I haven't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I haven't. Okay. Like I've seen them out and about, like in a public area, but not yeah. like near.
But they
the
all
house.
Have little white gloves on them, don't they?
Exactly. Lots of them have. Exactly. Oh my god.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
If that was a joke you were making earlier, that went right over my head until just now. Pretty funny. Yeah, there are lots of mice around that are very happy, but. These cats have never seen a real life mouse.
Oh my gosh.
In the house.
Oh my god, okay.
So yeah. Okie dokie. Well, another
oh boy,
great gadget.
Oh boy.
It's time to get a little crappy.
You don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. New month, new theme. So I'm going to give it to you. We put it to the patrons and they voted on the theme. The three options were tech for your tech. We're going meta. Here's a little AI thing that I wrote. We're going meta. These gadgets are accessories for your gadgets. So like phone attachments, cable organizers, gadgets for your gadgets. Gadgets to kind of work with your gadgets.
I think that's a good possibility. Okay.
Toy gadgets. So basically focusing on the toy category. And sure that there's a lot of toys that have a lot of gadgets, whether they're actual toys or gadgets disguised as fun games. We're diving into the world of silly, strange, and surprisingly functional play things. And then the last gadget was Goodwill or thrift store gadgets, which kind of I would go and hunt and find a thrift store gadget, which we've done before.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I would go with gadgets for gadgets.
Gadgets for gadgets. Ding, 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 ding. You are right. You agree with the patrons.
All right.
There you go. So 65%. We had a majority,
That is, wow.
Three options is pretty good. Pretty good. And then if you're a patron, put a suggestion for next month on that poll. And I'll consider using it for the next month. So don't forget to do that as well. So, gadgets for your gadgets. I went back to kind of an old classic. I've covered this stuff before, these things, and it is cable organizers, okay?
Okay.
I decided cable organizers. So this is, I have so many cables, so many different things if you're a gadget person, you got the cables in your house. Traditionally, this is kind of what I use, just a Velcro
yeah.
cable. I have found that you can pick these up in the craft section of Walmart. If you go to the electronics section, they're like really expensive. But in the craft section, for the same thing, you can get a roll of like 50 feet of this. So inexpensive, pretty functional. This is what we're up against, okay? This is the old faithful. Entering the gadget. It is Night Eyes. Which we've seen before.
Oh
we've,
my god, Night Eyes, it does great stuff.
Great stuff. Now we've seen a lot of their flashlights, I think.
Yes,
right?
Keychains.
And keychains.
Yep.
And accessories like that. So this is a new type of twist to keep cables organized. And a lot of the promotional stuff showed a whole bunch of stuff. So we're going to take a look at that later. I already opened up the packaging. So you get two of them in this. These are 18 inches long, and they're just like flexible cable pieces. On the end, they have little stoppers. So the idea would be that this, I'm going to try to like do this in a different way here, could work as your cable organizer. That's pretty good. I pretty lazily threw that together, and that's staying together really, really well, I would say. Even if I gave it a bit more thought, it would, that would stick together great. So they have a lot of different sizes. This is the 18-inch version, but they have some for like small cables, but even things all the way up to sizes of like 2x4s can be kind of worked with within this gear tie product category that they have. That versus, oh my gosh, the Velcro is losing.
Yeah, the Night Eyes thing is very easy to get on and off.
Yes. There we go. Now I did the Velcro. So there you go. Let me take a look at their webpage, because there was just so many products in this category. So, clickety-click. Here you can see, like, this guy is doing tubes and things with it. This was is a, you know, much larger, this is the Mega Twist. Here, let's take a look.
Bigger and stronger than the original Gear Tie, the Gear Tie Mega Twist ties are ready to wrap, tie, and organize even the largest and heaviest items with a simple twist. No knots required. The 32 and 64 inch Gear Tie Megas have nearly double the diameter and more than double the strength of the original Gear Tie thanks to the heavier gauge wire inside. The tough rubber coating exterior is molecularly bonded to the low carbon steel core and won't mark or scratch your gear as you lock down your load. This patented design ensures that the rubber won't pull away from the wire, even under high tension and after hundreds of uses. The Gear Tie Mega Twist Ties are waterproof and tough enough to withstand all the elements. And when the job is done, the Gear Tie Mega is easily removed. With thousands of uses around the house, out in the field.
There you go.
Very nice.
This one specifically that I got, I picked it up at Lowe's. Not too expensive, only $7 for the two of them. So, you know, it ends up being about $3.
That's pretty good.
About $3 each. And you can see some of the varieties of sizes that they have. Here's like, is that not the exact same thing? Oh no, that's a different size of length. Well, there you go. That is the Gear Tie. And we'll start getting some stuff off of Amazon for gadgets, for your gadgets, coming up soon. So thanks to the patrons for the voting. With that, let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn.
All right, our email is from James Dodd. Now, I haven't watched the whole video, but you are a Disney fan.
Yes.
Wait till you see James Dodd, what he has.
I'm so excited. That's exciting. Okay, where should we roll it?
Yeah, roll it. He went to Disneyland for his birthday.
Okay. Oh, very cool.
Yeah, good.
Ooh, the Mickey even glasses.
I just got back from Disneyland, and I love Disneyland. I have a Disneyland tattoo. And I also have this Lego version of Disneyland.
Holy moly.
I really enjoy.
I am impressed beyond belief.
I'm still having Disneyland withdrawals, even though I was just there. And so I got this device that is kind of a gadget.
I am so impressed. I am so impressed.
It's here at the corner of Disneyland.
Gosh. It's the welcome
and
screen.
It allows me to get the feeling
of being at the resort.
Gives me the park hours.
Yes.
Special events. Tells me when there's special events happening.
If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors.
That was the Spanish
and it
version.
Gives me the actual wait times for rides. Oh, Alice just closed.
It's closed.
So let's see something else. Let's go.
Yeah.
Maybe we want to ride Dumbo.
Dumbo.
Dumbo's a 25-minute wait.
Oh, my gosh.
I think
maybe
it's live. I think it's
Jungle Cruise.
Yeah.
Jungle Cruise
because
is only 20 minutes right now.
A subscription that he had to
what
get.
What about Runaway Railway?
Oh, yeah.
30-minute wait for Runaway Railway.
Yeah, there's the APIs for some of this
I've
stuff.
I've checked it
just
according to the app, and the times are accurate.
Wow.
Like, if Disneyland app says Runaway Railway is 30 minutes, so will my little device here. So that just gives me a taste of Disneyland at home.
That is... I am impressed. I am very impressed. That is really cool. Also, that room is insane.
That,
I want to see
that
more.
Lego thing must be like thousands of dollars. To have every...
hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes. So, I cannot believe that... one second. I got to remember that James is a viewer of the GizWiz because that is impressive. That is really impressive. Yeah.
And he shows where he got the device. The device is $100. And then it's $55 a year for...
the service.
I guess the updates every day, every minute.
Look at these other designs that they do. I am human, I swear. What? I am human, I swear. What? Go away.
What is this?
I need a block notification. Let me go back. Hello, let me see your website. Gosh.
Maybe just refresh the screen and see if they don't remember that you're not a human.
I'm going to retry. Come on. Keep verifying. I swear, Cloudflare. I swear that I'm human. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, it would have been cool to look at if, if the website worked.
I'll put the link in the show notes.
Let me open a different browser and see if I can get it cooking on... I'll have to switch to a different view, but it looks like it's working.
Oh, Scooter X put it up. Oh, you got there. You just went there. Did they block you out again?
Okay, well, anyway.
Waitsigns.com is...
No, it won't let me through. Anyway, hopefully their marketing team sees this video and fixes their website a little bit. I don't think anyone's trying to DDoS the Disney sign people. Really, really cool stuff. That is so
that model. When I saw that model, now there is who loves Disneyland. Oh my God!
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I love that. I love that. I was talking to some friends who wanted to make a 3D model of the Disney castle and then do projection mapping so that they could projection map the castle animations. And then their plan was to have, on top of that, another projector behind it showing the fireworks. So you could get basically like a 3D version of a mini castle with real projection mapping and stuff like people. It's cool. It's like, what a hobby. That is insane. The other thing, I mean, like, I have just such an adoration for this stuff because One of my other favorite things was back in the Minecraft days, there were like two servers that I remember that made Disneyland or Disney World in Minecraft, and you could go around and all that detail again put into every ride, where they modified server files so you could go through rides and stuff. Like, I just find that really fascinating and really fun. So yeah, really cool.
This is great.
Yeah.
Thank
you, James, for the
video. James, that was really great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Really cool. How can other folks send in?
Anything to do with a gadget, okay, make a video like James did, landscape mode, 1 to 3 minutes, and you can be in it if you want, as James was, or you can just show us the gadget. Put it up on YouTube. When you upload it, you'll get a URL where the video is, and email that to us, mail@gizwiz.tv, and we are showing 99% of everything we get. You will get the current issue of Mad Magazine, which I will get out to James next week. mail@gizwiz.tv. And we need something for next week, so that would be great. You'll be playing for that issue. Chad and I are in it.
With that, let's move on to the letter.
Our email is from Mo, and the subject line simply is "Very pricey video game." And as we look at this website, come up with a price, because my guess. So take a look at this. Is a video game from Aston Martin, the car.
Whoa. This isn't just a. I thought this was like a gaming setup. This is just.
No, you
the
get
game?
In the, you get in the race car shaped device. And then scroll down until you see the dash panel.
What? Should I play this?
Oh, okay. I didn't even see that. Yeah, play that. Play that.
There's no sound to it. Oh, there is. I lied. What is this?
Racing simulators have now been around 20 odd years. The virtual world is nearly as equal as competing in the real world.
This is like the who is it, Johnny Ive in the Apple ads? Yes, the disembodied voice of someone.
And they are only going to make 50 of them.
50? Oh, my God. 50 of them.
Oh, so like 85,000, says Tang.
Yikes. Okay.
4,900.
Whoa,
there you go.
Look at that. Wheel. I don't know what you call it. Look at that thing.
Yeah.
A steering monitor. This is like a race wheel that you would have in an actual, like.
Yeah.
I guess Formula 1.
And then you
use
the actual pedals that look like the pedals in the.
Oh my gosh, look at whatever that is. Like, I know it's out of focus, but what are those switches?
I think maybe to eject somebody you don't want.
Yeah. Okay.
We're getting decent. Michael said 100K. Giz won 10. My guess would be 20,000.
No, I think more than 20K for sure. I'm thinking starting at 50, but it could easily be 100.
Oh, okay.
To me,
okay.
20K, you can buy a really nice monitor for 20K, right?
Oh, okay.
And this has a really nice monitor plus a seat and all that stuff, and it's Aston Martin, and it's like only I made 50. I'm thinking 20K is not enough.
Okay. All right. It was not on the. I could not find it on the website, okay. So I just Googled it.
Yeah.
And it said this is $75,000, and that they only plan on building 50 of them.
Wow.
So it said, "Do you want Do you want to put your name down for one? And I put your name down.
Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah. Oh,
I
good.
Thought you got you got me the headphones. I
oh, good. Oh, thank you.
Something for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Here's the thing that I don't understand. It doesn't seem like it.
It's just a video game. I thought maybe the car moved or something.
I thought that too. I'm thinking it's a simulator. It's not a simulator. It's just a nice seat and a handle. It doesn't look like it.
No, it doesn't look like it moves.
I agree. I'm shocked. I kept thinking that, do I get the green one if I'm going to? Choose your color, I guess. What?
I don't know. And that's, yeah. No, it looks like it just sits there.
I agree. That is insane. It looks like
there's... Wait a minute. What does Scooter X have?
So this is Uncrate. They cover these type of things.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, I can buy it here for, $76,000.
Oh, they had $1,000 for...
Yeah, for shipping and handling or something.
So maybe the seat moves around?
Trying to read this. No. Full fiber optic complete Samsung monitor. I don't think it moves. Where would the hydraulics go?
You're absolutely right.
Space. Absolutely
right. I guess they figured, well, we can get 50 people who have 75,000.
I agree. It needs to move for 75,000.
$75,000, you get Legoland's Disney.
Yeah, I'd rather have that in my basement. Honestly, yeah. I would rather buy all the Legos, hire out James for $50,000 a year, let him spend a year building it, and then I have the coolest basement ever. Versus
this.
That.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Thanks, Mo, for sending that over.
That was great, Mo.
Definitely a shocker to look at and click through. So thank you, Mo, for that one. Also, thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for your support of our show. You guys support us every episode, and we really, really, really appreciate it. So thank you. If you like our show, please consider giving back at patreon.com/gizwiz. You can also head to our website, gizwiz.tv. There's a Patreon tab there that'll take you to our Patreon page. But also on that same page is a little link to take you to PayPal if you want to give via PayPal as well. Some people like to do it that way. So all of those are at our website, gizwiz.tv. Speaking of the website, you can watch us live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific time, 7:30 Eastern time. And you can do the math for in between. I encourage you to head on over to the website. We'll just update it with the live stream when we're live. And make sure that you join the chat room, chat along with all the fantastic folks that are here. I just joined, so there's no messages. But I swear, they've been chatting the whole show. And you can also check out our previous episodes there or on our YouTube page, Apple Podcast, or... all over the internet, where you probably just Google us. Head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about all of the gadgets that we talk about on the show. Oh my gosh, I forgot about that itty-bitty computer.
Oh, that was, yeah, it's great.
The itty-bitty, the mini-NUC. So while you're there, play What the Heck Is It? I'm so excited. Because we're going to get to find out what the heck was it. This is a gadget from the last two months, and we're going to see the new What That Gizit. Let me click and scroll. Oh, that was a bad scroll. Well, there's the new What The Heck Is It. There we go. Okay, I haven't seen What The Heck Was It. I actually don't know. This is what we had been looking at for two months.
And quite a few people knew what it was.
For me, let me see if I can open this thing a little bigger. I can see like a serrated thing. There's like a bubble thing. And then this with like, I think it's for eggs is my only guess, is that it, you put an egg here and then it cracks it maybe and separates out the yolk.
That's actually a good guess.
That's like my actual legitimate only guess. Cause I have no idea.
Well, just scroll up.
I have no idea.
See.
Okay, here we go. Oh, it's a D corner.
It's a D corner. A lot of people knew about it. Yeah.
Interesting. I did not. I had no idea. Makes sense. Honestly, what I was thinking was right, but
yeah, no, you were close. It separates kernels from corn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we gave six. We picked six people at random who got it. And then we really liked the cute, clever, so we could just see some of those. Those that had it. A roller skating ring for fleas to practice. Pocket level. You saw that little thing that looked like a level?
I know. That's what pocket I really thought.
Melon Hola by Ron Popeil. Pilpeel, what his name was. This is kind of funny. A confusing toy for confusing children.
I just give them that.
Oh, this is very funny, John. The last toilet you'll ever sit in.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
Portable device.
Leveling device. There's someone else who saw the bubble. Upscale mafia finger lopper. I guess lopper offer.
Yeah.
Pop socket for an iPhone. Tool for, this is just so bizarre from Vicky. Tool for limiting mustard use. For people who want to reduce their intake of mustard addiction.
Oh, yeah. That's that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You can see on the packaging of that, it says anti-mustard addiction technology on the, yeah.
There yeah. you go. Yeah. Vicky, if you start producing them, you can steal Chad's.
My line. Yeah.
My line. Yeah. And then there was putting green for golf cheaters. You use the button to make the cup bigger or smaller. Depending on who's playing, that's pretty clever. That actually, that's another great gadget.
Yeah, it's like
and
bumpers.
Cookie cutter for minions.
That is pretty funny.
From Becky.
That it looks very minion-esque. It's the right.
Yes,
minion.
It does.
So they are getting this.
They
issue.
Are getting that issue with Snark Tank with Chad and I
that's
in
great.
It.
Okay, here is the new. What the heck is it?
Ta-da!
Oh my gosh! Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm sorry, Diggity. I think I know this one already.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. This is medieval Tupperware to keep your cannonballs fresh.
That's pretty good. Pretty good.
Sorry to give that one away first day, Diggity, but yeah.
It's okay. We can live with it. We'll put you in the
So do you think you know what this is? Get a guess and
cannibal answers. Yeah.
There are 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny or clever or hilarious answers. The instructions on how to enter are on the page, so follow them there and check out that new What the Heck Is It? That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
Oh, next week we're on a Friday.
Oh, next week we are on a Friday schedule change, so if you watch the live show, same time, different day, because he'll be at PepCom. Which will be
on
fantastic.
Thursday.
On Thursday. So schedule change there. But then we'll see you next week.
I'll be here.